Blog Talk Radio.
Your host. Thank you for joining the Next Chapter Widow Ministries talk show with us tonight. And I hope that all is well with you. The purpose of this ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that you listened to the show in the last three shows, because we had a great guest on, and her name was Evertrue Bell, and she gave us great information how to start a home-based business. And if you did not have the opportunity to listen the last three shows, you can go on the internet and go to Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/ the next chapter. And you can listen to all three. And one other way that you can, if you are a friend of mine, you can go to my page and you can click on the shows as well. So you missed treat if you were not tuned in for the last three shows. And she just gave us some great information, and if you have additional information, you want to contact her, I'll be glad to give that information to you. Yeah, we were truly blessed. Well, tonight, we are going to talk about sweet fragrance. The scripture is for we are the sweet fragrance unto God. That's coming from 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, 15th verse, and that was an amplified version. Well, I know you're wondering what I'm going to talk about, sweet fragrance. Well, our lives are supposed to be a sweet fragrance to God. Think about how a wonderful aroma affects you personally. You know, when you put on perfume and you smell good, you feel good. Even it makes you even look good. Well, when it's springtime and the flowers are blooming, everything feels new again. I love spring. I love because I know that we're not going to have any more winter. And it's all about flowers blooming and great sunshine and warm weather. When it's springtime and the flowers are blooming, like I said, everything feels new again. I know that's the way I feel when spring comes. The sweet aroma is in the air. It's a sign that flowers are fresh and alive. It catches your attention. it makes you want to take a deep breath and partake of the wonderful sweet fragrance, like magnolia, flowers, gardenia, and many more. Well, if Florence would get on the air, she could tell you about many more flowers. That Florence is my sister that lives in South Carolina. She has the best and cleanest and prettiest yard in South Carolina, in our community. And she can definitely tell you how it smells when she's out there working in her yard, how the different fragrance of the different flowers that she takes care of each and every day. She also has beautiful plants that is on her porch. She has also flowers and plants in her home. The aroma, I'm sure, and the peace. You know, I think when you have those, you have plants and stuff, you know, you breathe. It's something about the plants in your house, what it does for you. And it also gives you that peace. So I'm sure when she's walking around, pulling a dead leaf or watering her flowers or planting some more flowers, she has that peace and also that fresh aroma that she receives from her different flowers. But one day, if you want to ask someone how to take care of a garden, flower garden, you need to check her out because she has that green thumb. She has a gift. She can turn a dead plant alive again, just like Jesus turned a Lazarus back to life, alive. She can do that to a flower. So she is so blessed with that gift. Well, getting back to my message, God feels the same way about you. He loves wonderful aroma. And when you are living in your life to please Him, it is a beautiful fragrance that captures His attention. Just like the aroma in the springtime is a sign that the flowers are alive, the aroma of your life is like a sign that Christ is alive in you. It is pleasing to the Father. The next time you experience a fresh fragrance, remember that your life is a fragrance unto God. You can rest in knowing that He is pleased with the heart that seeks after Him. As you continue to seek Him, you'll be that sweet fragrance and experience His wonderful hand of blessing in every area of your life. Don't you feel good when God feels that way about you? You're just like a fresh and a sweet fragrance to Him because you please Him. And serving Him. I'm going to go through a couple of more scriptures. Serving God. Acknowledge the God of your Father and serve Him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thought. Sorry for this. Someone is just texting me, and I'm just wondering if it has anything to do with this show. It seems like you might be having a little bit of static on the air. I'm not sure if it's coming from the weather. We've been having a lot of stormy weather in the last few hours. But I don't hear any static coming my way, so I don't know. I'm hoping that you'll be able to hear me clear enough. But anyway, perhaps God didn't call you to be a missionary or preach the gospel, yet you are still called to serve God, and it's much easier than you think. It is simply allowing God in your life to do what He equips you to do. If you like to talk, you may be an encourager. If you like to bake, perhaps you have the gift of hospitality. Inside you, there are blessings for others waiting to be handed out. You are serving God day after day. Exactly what way are you serving God today? Well, scripture coming from John 12:26. Jesus said, "Whosoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves you." That's coming from John 12:26. Serving God has no limits. Well, ladies, you can serve God in any way your heart desires. There's so many different ways that you can help others in serving God. If you're not serving God in your church, you can serve Him even in your neighborhood. No calling is too big or too small. Perhaps you are raising the next generation, your own children, to serve God. Maybe you speak to hundreds and thousands of others through books or through public platforms. And just like I say, maybe you serve many ministries in your church, helping others. Let your faith roar and remove anything that limits you. As you follow God, He will make the impossible possible. So when you think you can, you can. It is so easy to serve God. There's so many things that you can do for a neighbor, for a friend, for a church member, a coworker. There's so many ministry in the churches. There's so many volunteer that you can do in nursing homes, or giving to homeless, single mothers and children. There's so many ways that you can serve God. You can even join me and do more. Ask for anything that I need some help with this ministry. There's so many things that I want to do and trying to do right now. Yeah, I'll accept your help. There's some that helps me on a weekly basis, but there's so many ways that you can serve God so God can have that feeling of sweet fragrance. He feels the way about you. He loves you like a wonderful aroma. That's one way that you can, ways that you can please Him. Don't you want to feel that way, feel beautiful, fragrant? I mean, you feel great when you put on perfume. I mean, I do. I smell good. And sometimes when you get compliments that you smell good, hey, that's how God wants you to feel when you are serving Him. So, it's so many different ways that you can serve God. So, and serve others. And when you're serving others, you're serving God. So that's the message I want to wanted to talk about tonight, serving God. But I have lots of announcement that I want to go over tonight. So I'm going to take the rest of this show to make announcements and a plea to our guests. There are several things that we are trying to do. First of all, we are having our 12th anniversary this coming Saturday, September 12th. Would you believe that? 12th anniversary, September 12th. Last year, when before we even started planning for our 12th anniversary, I had a dream. In my dream, there was nothing but 12. I couldn't figure this out until I started planning. If something great is about to happen at our anniversary, or, you know, something about this 12th year of our anniversary, because it was clear as day, nothing but 12. And later, when I looked at the date, it was nothing but 12. 12 and the 12th anniversary and September 12th. You don't want to miss this anniversary. It is this coming Saturday from 9 to 11:30 a.m. It is at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. Senior pastor is Dr. William E. Flippin Sr. And it's a blessing that we have such a pastor like we do that don't mind helping us to serve his people. And I am just happy that I am able to be there to help, serve, and be there, encourage, and walk through the grieving process with the widows there and other churches as well. But we want to thank him for always supporting us since the very beginning, allowing us to have our anniversary there every year, and supporting us with expenses to make sure that it is a successful one. We also want to thank Pastor Herman Haynes. He is in charge of our care and counseling ministry, and I am pretty much under his pillow. And he has been wonderful, always there, willing and able in anything that he could do to help us. He'll be there giving us words of wisdom, words of encouragement, on this coming Saturday, and we have a great speaker. Our speaker is going to be Elder Sarah Hurd. She is the spouse of the late Bobby Hurd, radio personality, and he hosts on WATC Channel 57, Atlanta, for many, many, many years, and she was the co-host with him, and now she's taken over the role completely. And she, if you want to listen to any her show that she has every Sunday morning, and it's called A Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd. But come out and listen to her. She's going to be our speaker. She's going to be our speaker. Just one second. She's going to be our speaker this coming Saturday. So that's something else that's going to be very exciting. Our theme is, where do we go from here? Our scripture is Proverbs 3:5. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Yes, we are going to also have a workshop. Sheila Coley, who is our president, is going to be she's going to take care of that part of the workshop. Please be there because she has something exciting to tell you about where do we go from here. So please be there to see all of this. We want to have materials that we give out every year, additional information of different things about grief. So be there for that. We're going to have a great breakfast, full breakfast, and we're going to have a dance by one of our widows, Mandy Walker. So just knowing that this is going to be a treat, this is going to be an anniversary you don't want to miss. There's something about this 12 that God showed me a year ago. So please don't miss it. And one thing I want to also ask you to do is to bring another widow. There's someone else out there are going through their first few years of grieving. Bring them with you so they can see what the next chapter is all about and how you have been healed and also recovered, maybe not completely, but in ways that you can give back and encourage that widow. So please do that. We are excited about our anniversary. One other thing that we're going to I want to talk about is our book. Many of you have given me testimonies. You have given me answered questions about things that you have gone through that will encourage another widow who is going through the same thing. When they hear your answer, they're gonna say, "Oh, I thought I was going crazy, but no, it seemed to be okay. She did it, and that's what I'm going through." And it makes that person feel better that they're not going crazy. So all of these things are going to be in the book that we're trying to publish. We have a deadline. We're trying to do it, if not at the end of the year or the first of the year. But we want to have this done because God is in it, and he wants this book to be written. And we thank you so much for all that you have done. But we're going to need your support a little bit more. We're going to need some more funds to get this book written on time. We need your donation. So if you are coming on Saturday, please write a check. And we would like for you to donate to help us to get this book written. And you and others will be truly blessed by it. So please, we are asking you to support us in this effort. Let me see what else I have. And just encourage others to listen to the show. And if you have someone that you want to be on the air and that can give us information, encouragement, or even ways to information regarding things that widows should know or don't know during the time of their grieving, please give me a call. We welcome them on the show. And I try my best to bring as many people as I can, and I will continue to do that. So we need your support, not in just one area, but all areas of our ministry. And we thank you so much for tuning in each and every Tuesday night. But also share it with others. Let me see what else we have here. So just knowing that this is going to be a wonderful, and I can't wait to see what Sheila has. You know, she has a gift also. So I am excited and just waiting to see what she's going to put together in this workshop that we're going to have. And she's going to be giving out a lot of information. And also she's going to ask for your input in some of the things that she's going to be discussing. And just know that you can always go to her. She has lots of skills and lots of talent. She sells life insurance, annuity, I'm sure disability, anything dealing with disability, information that she can, if you want to open up a savings account for your grandkids or even your own kids if you want to. Everybody needs life insurance. She does taxes. So we have a lot of people that can help you do different things. Use those services. Sheila has those services. I can ask a question regarding banking because I've been in banking for 40 years. So just know that if you have a question, if I don't have an answer, I know how to get an answer when it comes to banking. So just know that. I've been in every area of in the banking field, everything except being a teller. But other than that, I I mean, we can give you that support that you need. And also, we're going to be giving out a flyer that has, you know, when you get those phone calls all day long, calls that those callers just advertising different things. Well, there's an 800 number that you can call, do not call number. And there's some other things on this for identity theft, a sheet that I'm going to have on the table too. So that's information that can be very helpful to you, because there's so many people that are trying to do a lot of forgery and taking your information and using it for the benefit themselves. So we're going to have a lot of materials to give out. And also things that you should not say when someone is just had a loss. There are, sometimes we want to help people, and sometimes we can hurt them by what we say. So we've got to be very careful, even though that you're trying to help them. One thing that you think that is very helpful but is hurtful, when you ask the widow, I'll help you take your spouse's clothes out of the closet. And sometimes we have people who offer that help before that widow even talk about it or even want it. You are hurting them more than you're helping them, because it's hard for them to be able to take those clothes immediately after a funeral and give away those items. They want to save those things. There are different things. If you should never offer to do that. Maybe 6 months down the road, if they talk about it, then you offer your help. But never do that, because they want to hold on to those memories, everything they possibly can. And that's one way that you're going to hurt their feelings, when you want to go and take those things out of the closet. Now, I didn't take my husband's stuff out of the closet until 6 months. And I'm glad I did during the 6 months, because it was getting close to Christmas. And he had toys that he had bought for the children beforehand. So I'm glad that I did go in that closet and I found those kids. I wrapped them up and gave them these toys that their father had given and bought before he had passed away. So that was very special. So don't take those things away from people. There's so many things that you can say. So there's going to be some handouts that we will have, that things that you do not say to someone when they're going through. It doesn't have to be a spouse. It can be anyone that is close. So we want to be there to help you get through these moments, and for you now to turn around, because you have gotten through. You've been around for 10 years now. It's time for you to turn around and help them. Help someone else to get through what you went through. And you know, if you went through hell, you know that other person is going through it also. So give back. That's one way that you can serve God, by giving back, helping someone else. So bring another widow and let them know what we do to how we are giving back and doing God's will. And that is all I have tonight, because we only have a couple of minutes left. Hope to see all of you and many more this coming Saturday at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. Now, one thing I do want to mention, we're going to have it in the same dining hall, but you can't go through that same door we used to go through, because of security reasons. You must go in the back of the church through the glass. So, and we're going to have some young ladies there to direct you to the Montez Jones Dining Hall. I'm looking to see each one of you wear your purple and silver or black. Just be present and bless another new widow that you was able to get through, and to also have an anniversary date of your loss as being 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, or even more, and that you can smile and can move forward in your life. Be blessed, and see you on Saturday. Have a great week until then. Be blessed. Again, next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night. and see you on Saturday.
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.